Unit 2. Click on to the police and the SIS. Exercise 6. Casino Royale by Ian Fleming. The crash. Soon Bond was speeding along the coast road. There was no wind and the night was clear. Bond drove faster and faster. He was angry. Why had M sent Vesper, a woman, on this job? He knew that Le Chiffre's men would give him the girl if he gave them the check. Well, he wouldn't do it. This job was more important than Vesper. All right, he would try and catch the Citroen. But if he didn't catch them, he would go back to his hotel. He would say nothing to Mathis about the Citroen. He would not pay Le Chiffre's men the 40 million francs. Tomorrow he would show Mathis the note. He would ask Mathis what had happened to Vesper. Bond's Bentley was travelling at 160 kilometres an hour. The Citroen was only a kilometre or two ahead. Bond took a gun from under the driver's seat. He put it on the seat beside him. There were three men and the girl in the Citroen. Le Chiffre was driving. The man who had carried the walking stick gun was beside him. There was a thick handle next to the man's left hand. The handle came from the floor of the car. The tall, thin gunman was sitting in the back seat. Vesper was next to him. She had a sack over her head. It was tied around her neck with a piece of rope. Le Chiffre watched Bond's car in his driving mirror. The Bentley was only a kilometre behind. When he went round a corner, Le Chiffre slowed to 50 kilometres an hour. He could see a crossroads ahead. "Get ready," he said to the man beside him. The man put his fingers round the handle. At that moment, the Bentley's headlights came round the corner. "Now," said Le Chiffre. He stopped the car, and all three men jumped out. They ran back to the crossroads. Each man carried a gun. The Bentley was speeding towards them.